These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending April 5th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. The Australian Parliament passed the Sharing of Abhorrent Violent Material law Thursday, which creates new offences for content service providers and hosting services that fail to notify the Australian Federal Police about or fail to swiftly remove videos depicting terrorist acts, murders, attempted murders, and so on. After a review of international projects and partnerships, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has decided against accepting new engagements or renewing existing ones with Huawei and ZTE due to federal investigations regarding violations of sanction restrictions. MIT said it will revisit its collaborations with Huawei and ZTE over time. Researchers at UpGuard discovered several instances of Facebook user information stored on Amazon web servers without restriction, which means anybody who knew to look could find it. The data did not come from Facebook, but was collected by third parties. Mexico's Cultura Colectiva improperly stored 540 million records, including identification numbers, comments, reactions, and account names. Amazon has closed the database after being alerted by Facebook in response to a Bloomberg reporter. Another instance from a defunct app called At the Pool listed names, passwords, and email addresses for 22,000 people. The fines are a result of Facebook's looser policies on sharing user information in the past, combined with the common practice of storing data on AWS without proper security. New WhatsApp settings give users control over who can add them to group chats without approval. The settings are now nobody, which would require you to accept an invitation to be added to any group. My contacts would let people in your contacts list add you to a group without an invitation. And anyone, which is the current default, lets anyone add you to any group without needing your approval first. The new settings start rolling out today and will be worldwide in a few weeks. Ahead of elections in India, WhatsApp has introduced a tip line to send forwards, rumors, and suspicious-sounding messages and have them verified. You'll receive a response informing you whether the information is true, false, misleading, disputed, or presently unverifiable. The system accepts text, pictures, links, and video in English, as well as in Hindu, Telugu, Bengali, and Malayalam. It's operated by a startup called Proto in collaboration with Dig Deeper Media and Medin. Proto will create a database of information for further study by a research project called Checkpoint. In its annual update regarding Android security, Google reports 0.04% of all downloads from Google Play were classified as potentially harmful applications. That's up from 0.02% in 2017. Google attributed part of the growth to tracking more categories. For instance, Google began tracking click fraud apps in 2018 for the first time, and it had the highest install rate. That's a few tens of millions of app downloads. Sideloading is a risk, as Google noted that 0.08% of devices that used Google Play exclusively for app downloads were affected by PHAs. On the preventative side, Google said that Google Play Protect prevented 1.6 billion PHA installation attempts from outside of Google Play. Finally, Cloudflare announced an update to their 1.1.1.1 app, which now integrates a VPN called Warp. Warp encrypts all internet traffic from a device to the point it hits Cloudflare's network and uses a Google-developed protocol called QUIC, Q-U-I-C, which builds on UDP to offer improved reliability, replacing Transmission Control Protocol, or TCP. Cloudflare claims using QUIC and routing traffic over their wide network will noticeably decrease page loads while offering improved security. Warp will be available in an update to the 1.1.1.1 app as of April 1st, with paid plans available for greater access speed. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.